Jackson and Assassination. On January 30th, 1835, Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States, narrowly escaped becoming the first U.S. President to be assassinated. The incident occurred in Washington, D.C., near the U.S. Capitol, and it shocked the nation. This was a time when political tensions ran high, and Jackson's controversial presidency had made him a polarizing figure. Jackson was leading a funeral for a congressman when the incident occurred. As he stepped out of the Capitol building, an unemployed house painter named Richard Lawrence approached him. Lawrence carried two pistols, both loaded and ready to fire. When he was within range, Lawrence raised one of his pistols and pulled the trigger. To everyone's amazement, the gun misfired. Lawrence quickly pulled out his second pistol and tried again. Incredibly, this weapon also failed to fire. Witnesses later described the moment as surreal, as both pistols malfunctioned in perfect sequence, a statistical improbability that some called miraculous. Some calculations determined that the odds of two guns misfiring to be about 125,000 to 1. Jackson, who was 67 years old at the time, reacted with characteristic fury. Known for his fiery temper and combativeness, Jackson reportedly charged at Lawrence with his cane, striking him several times before bystanders intervened. Among those who helped subdue Lawrence was Congressman Davy Crockett, a famous frontiersman and one of Jackson's allies. Lawrence was arrested and charged with attempted murder. During his trial, it became clear that he was mentally unstable. He believed that he was the rightful King of England and that Jackson's policies were preventing him from claiming his fortune. The jury found Lawrence not guilty by reason of insanity, and he was committed to a mental institution where he spent the rest of his life. The attempted assassination highlighted growing tensions in the United States during Jackson's presidency. Jackson, a war hero and populist, had strong support from ordinary citizens, but his policies angered powerful elites. His battles against the Bank of the United States and his support for Indian removal policies drew both passionate supporters and bitter enemies. After the attack, Jackson became even more convinced that his enemies were conspiring against him. He believed that the assassination attempt was not just the work of a deranged individual, but part of a larger plot orchestrated by his political opponents. Historians, however, have found no evidence to support this theory. The incident also raised concerns about presidential security. At the time, there was no organized system to protect the president. Jackson, like his predecessors, often moved freely in public without a security detail. This event was one of the first to show how vulnerable the president could be to personal attacks. Despite the shocking nature of the event, the public reaction largely celebrated Jackson's survival. Many of his supporters saw it as proof of his toughness and divine favor. The misfiring of both pistols was viewed by some as a sign that Jackson was destined to lead the country. In retrospect, the attempted assassination of Andrew Jackson stands out as a unique moment in American history. It was the first time a sitting president had been targeted for assassination, and it would be nearly three decades before another president, Abraham Lincoln, faced a similar threat. The event serves as a reminder of the turbulent political climate of Jackson's era and the personal risks that come with holding the nation's highest office. Jackson, ever defiant, went on to complete his second term as president. The incident only solidified his reputation as a resilient and determined leader, willing to stand firm in the face of danger. For better or worse, it reflected the deep divisions of the United States during his presidency, divisions that would continue to shape the nation for decades to come. I'm Mike Chisholm for Door 24 History.